感谢主，今天我们唱了小敏的几首歌。
So we sang a few songs by Sister 小敏。
多少人听过小敏
？How many of you heard
yeah,
of sister?
Almost all of us. 小敏呢，是中国河南的一位姐妹，她只有初中的文化水平。
So she's a sister from Henan province. So she was only educated by maybe middle school.
那非常的爱主。
So she is very fervent to the Lord.
在她年轻的时候，河南有大复兴，她也看到很多人驼背得医治，很多疾病得医治，神的复兴来临。
So when she was young, she saw a big revival in her Henan province, and she saw people with back problem get healed, and also other
hunchbacks get healed.
Yeah.
Totally, yeah.
yeah.
And later on, 就是后来呢。神就给他这样一个诗歌的恩赐，他一跪下来一祷告的时候，神就把歌赐给他。
After that, she got the anointing of hymns and praising. So every time she kneels down and pray, she will start singing.
他好多次被抓到监狱里面去，他说他也不知道怎么嘛，他就给他们唱歌。
So a few times she was put to jail. She didn't know what to do. She was only able to sing songs to the inmates.
所以人觉着他也很特别。很奇怪。
So she's a very strange in many people's eyes.
所以走廊传播就是传了很多的福音在全国各地。
So throughout the nation, so she's been able to preach the gospel.
但现在在前年的时候，我看到她的一首歌是1490多首。
So a couple years ago, I saw the number of the songs that she wrote.
1949.
It was 1,914 songs in total.
因为1949年是这个中国解放的时候，对吧？我记得她写了1949的一首歌。
Oh, she wrote the song. The name is called 1949.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's not true. She wrote a song. The name.
Actually, it's also is 1949.
Is that right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So the song, the title of the song is 1949, but it's also the 1949th song that she wrote.
就是呼召神的仆人都要来悔改。
So it was a song by calling all the servant of God to repent.
当然，神的仆人也包括政府执政的。圣经上也讲，他们也是服侍神的。
So the people who serve the Lord, including those who are government officials, because they are given the authority by the Lord.
我相信1949它有一个含义在里面。
I believe that 1949, this number has a meaning to it.
Because that 因为那是这个新中国成立的。那一年
so 1949 is the year that when China was established.
The new,
new
government.
Government
is established. Anyway, 我每次听到他的歌的时候，我就知道这是神给中国人的恩赐。
So every time I hear her songs, I know this is something the Lord is giving to the Chinese people.
在中国就是说，因着神赐给他的歌，就是说。那很多的教会都兴起来，都唱。
Because the God's given her those songs, a lot of churches in China also sing it and also brings revivals to them.
有一首歌叫做《中国的早晨五点钟》。
And this one song is called Five O'clock in China.
所以那首歌就是传遍了大江南北、黄河上下。
So that song is very popular throughout the nation of China.
为中国的复兴和丰收来唱。
It's singing for the revival, and also the harvest of China.
中国的家庭教会五点钟起来祷告是一个非常正常的事情。
So in the family churches in China, they always rise up at 5 o'clock to start their praising for the Lord.
他们祷告完了以后再去工作。
So they will start their work after they finish their prayers.
所以真的，我们求主来祝福小敏姐妹，祝福国内的教会。
So we pray to the Lord so that the Lord will bless our sister Xiaomin. Also pray for the blessing of the Chinese churches.
那神通过不管是西方、东方的仆人都有预言，神把最后一棒呢会交给中国人。
Through the prophet, both in the Eastern and the Western prophets, God has prophesied that the last baton will be passed on to the Chinese.
最后把福音呢传到回教世界，传回耶路撒冷。
So the gospel will be preached back to the
Muslim countries,
yeah, Muslim countries,
and also go back to Jerusalem. 所以我们感谢主，感谢主。今天我们请到这个 Pascal 来到我们的中间。
So praise the Lord, we have invited Pascal among us.
他也是我们中间一个宝贝。
He is a treasure in among us.
他过去在非洲有像大型的复兴啊，那些在乌克兰啊，乌克兰开放的时候去过了七次大型的布道会。
So he has bring many revivals in Africa and also in Ukraine.
Ukraine.
所以
他八十出头，但是他身上带着很多的经历和传承。
He's in his early 80s and he has come with many energy and also
experiences.
So
may the Lord use his servant to speak to us.
愿神使用他的仆人来对我们说话。
Invite Pascal.
Thank you, Pastor Bing.
谢谢王炳牧师。
Let's pray.
来，我们一起祷告。
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be able to gather freely in this country, to be able to share your word.
我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你，我们有这样的一个殊荣，能够自由的在这个地方来敬拜，而且能够奉献你的话语来敬拜你。
We pray that you will prepare our hearts to receive what your word has to say to us today.
愿你来预备我们的心，来准备接受你的话语要给我们所讲的。
Empower us by your Spirit to be able to receive that word.
愿你的圣灵来这个给我们能力，让我们能够来接受你的话语。
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉着耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
My scripture passage for today.For the message today is found in the fourth chapter of the book of Philippians, beginning at verse 6.
今天我们所要讲的经文呢，是在腓立比书，第四章第六节开始。
I'll read both verses and then you can read both. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs.And don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus.
第六节开始，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
I suppose you have gathered already that what I'm going to speak about this morning is about worry.
那今天呢，我让你们知道，我今天在讲的道呢是关于这个忧虑。
Of course, the passage begins by saying, "Don't worry."
当然呢，这个金句一开始呢就是不要挂虑。
Yet I think that all of us worry from time to time.
但是我相信我们每一个人呢，时不时的都会来忧虑。
Especially as parents, if you have teenagers, you worry.
那特别是做父母的，当你儿女正在青春期的时候，你会忧虑。
And especially if they are learning to drive the car and they are gone for the evening.
就像特别是他们正在学习开车的时候呢，晚上开车出去了。
And you have told them at 10 o'clock they should be at home.
你告诉他们十点钟你要准时回家。
And it is 10:30 and they're not there.
在十点半了他还不见人影。
And you start to worry.
你开始就担心了。
And when they aren't there at 11 o'clock, the worry level goes much higher.
十一点还没有到家的时候，你那个焦虑的程度呢，就开始又往上升。
You would think that some of us have gone to the University of Anxiety.
那有一些人呢，进大上大学的时候也有这个忧虑。
Because,
好像我们进了一个忧虑的大学。
Because we are very good at worrying.
我们每一个人都很会焦忧虑。
A mother said about her 17-year-old daughter, "She doesn't tell me anything, and it is driving me crazy."
那有一个母亲呢，给我们讲到，她说：“我十七岁的女儿呢，不给我们讲任何的东西，让我们呢真的非常的焦虑到一个程度，有点这个crazy."
And another mother.Who also has a 17-year-old daughter says she tells me everything and she's driving me crazy.
另一个母亲呢说，我的十七岁的女儿呢，把所有的东西都告诉我，让我非常的焦虑 ，crazy.
So we are very good at worrying.
所以我们每一个人都很会焦虑。
But we have some answers in the scripture this morning.
但是我们圣经里面有一些答案。
You know, some people wake up, go to bed at night, think they won't wake up in the morning.
有的人一睡觉的时候呢，害怕第二天早上醒不来。
And then they wake up in the morning and they worry they didn't sleep.
早上醒来以后呢，他又忧虑，他说今天晚上能不能睡觉。
So it doesn't seem to matter what happens in life, we have the gift of worrying.
好像是不管。我们生活里面发生什么东西呢？我们很有这个样一个恩赐去忧虑。
And yet the Bible tells us very clearly that worry will not add even one moment to your life.
那但是呢，圣经很清楚地告诉我们，通过忧虑呢，你不会让你的寿命多加一刻。
There was some research done on people who worry.
那有一些研究呢，就是做了关于这个焦虑的人群里面。
And they discovered that 40% of the things that we worry about never happen.
他们做的这个研究呢，发现40%我们所焦虑的事情呢，从来也不会发生。
30% of things are unchangeable because they relate to somebody else.
那有这个。30% 的事情呢，就是你也改变不了，因为它跟别人有关，你没有办法去改变。
12% are related to the opinions of others.
有个12%呢，就是、说是别人的这个意见啊、嗯，这样的那样的一些意见。
And 10% are related to personal health.
那。有个10%的呢，是跟我们自己的健康有关。
And if we worry about our health, it'll even only make it worse.
那如果我们焦虑我们的这个健康状况呢，只会让它变得更坏。
That means that 92% of the things that happen, we have no control over them. So why worry about him?
也就是说90%我们所焦虑的事情呢，根本我们没有控制权，所以我们不知道为什么要焦虑。
Only 8% of the things that we worry about, we can influence one way or another.
只有呢，就是8%的这个事情我们在焦虑的呢，我们可能够有想办法影响它。
So can you imagine 92% of what we worry about is all worthless?
那你想想，就是说92%我们所焦虑的东西呢，根本就没有必要。
And yet we spend so much time about worrying.
可是我们呢，花了那么多的时间去忧虑它。
The scriptures give us a wonderful answer this morning.
那这个圣经呢，就是说今天给我们一个很好的答案。
It says, "Don't worry about anything."
说你不要为任何的事情来挂虑，一无挂虑。
When I first read that, I thought, "Yeah, how's that going to happen? Just telling people not to worry about anything."
我就说对呀、啊，但是我怎么告诉别人去不要忧虑呢？好像。
But God gives us an option.
但是呢，神就给我们一个选择权。
He says, "Instead, pray about everything."
他说。但是呢，你要凡事借着祷告祈求。
Tell God your needs.
啊，和感谢呢，见你们所要的，告诉神。
We all have needs, and yet we can go to the Lord with whatever it is that we have on our mind or our hearts.
那我们都有需要，但是呢，我们有一个权利来到主的面前，把我们所要的告诉他。
And then he says, and don't forget to thank him.
啊，这里讲到呢，不要忘记感谢他。
You see, if we pray, God says he will answer.
啊，你要知道，我们祷告的时候呢，神说他会听我们的祷告。
So we have good reason to thank him for the answers he gives us.
所以呢，我们有道理要来为他听我们的祷告来感恩。
There's a two-pronged approach in this passage.
这里面可能有两种错误的这样一个解读。
First, there are things that we need to do.
那第一种呢，就是说我们要做的事情。
And then there are things that God is going to do.
那第二种事情呢，是神自己要做的事情。
The first thing we need to do is pray.
那第一件事情我们要做的呢，是要祷告。
And then he tells us what to pray for. Whatever your needs are, pray for them.
这里讲到我们要为什么事情祷告呢？说是什么事情都可以祷告，凡事都可以祷告。
There's another thing that we are supposed to do besides pray.
这里讲到呢，除了祷告，还有另外一件事情要做。
Be sure you thank God for His answers.
那你要确定要来为他，垂听你的祷告呢，要来感恩。
It's so easy to be thankful that He answered them, but we forget to thank Him for what He has done, so that He did answer our need.
那好多时候我们得到答案的时候很高兴，但是忘记了去感谢他已经为我们做了这些事情。
And after we have done that, those two things, we pray and then we thank Him for the answers.
那我们做这两件事情，以后呢，就一个是祷告，一个是感谢。他已经听了我们的祷告，已经有答案。
Then it tells us what God is going to do if we pray and thank Him for the answers.
那下面的经文呢，讲到神会做什么？前面是我们做什么，下面讲神会做什么。
He says you will experience God's peace.
他说到呢，你会经历神赐的平安。
Most people, when they worry, they are very anxious inside.
你知道很多的人呢，当他焦虑的时候呢，里面就是说非常的焦躁。
What God promises is totally the opposite. He's going to give you peace.
但是神所应许的呢，跟那个完全相反，他要给你平安。
And then it says, it's far more wonderful than the human mind can even imagine.
这里讲到呢，这是出人意外的平安，是我们的心，我们人是不能测度的平安。
And then he makes another promise.
这里还有另外一个应许。
His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest.
这里也讲到呢，就是说他给你的出人意外的平安呢。让你在耶稣基督里呢保守你的心怀意念，就是说平静安稳。
I gave you an example at the beginning when you send your teenage children and they've gone out with the car for the night and they don't return. Your heart is not at rest and with peace.
那我就再次的用我点的第一个例子，就是说你的青春期的孩子在刚学了开车，开出去以后呢，十一点钟还没有回来，你的心不平安。
But God gives us a promise that that's what He'll do to our hearts and to our minds.
那这里呢，就是神讲到，就是神会怎么样给我们的心和我们的思想做一些工作。
But He gives us so many answers also in the sixth chapter of Matthew.
他在马太福音第六章里面也给我们一些答案。
He says in verse 25, "Don't worry about things, food, drink, and clothes."
这里讲到第六章二十五节讲到呢，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，不要为衣裳饮食来忧虑。
You already, he says, have your life and you have a body.
他说：“你已经有生命，你已经有身体。”
And therefore, your clothes and your drink and your food, he will supply.
他就说你的衣服，你的吃的喝的，啊，穿的，他会供给你。
And then he gives us an example of the birds.
他就举了一个关于鸟的，小鸟的例子。
He said, they don't worry, and yet they eat.
他们不忧虑，但是他们也，就是有吃的。
This morning when I awoke and looked out the window, the snow was a foot deep.
今天早上呢，我起来以后，从窗户往外观看的时候，我发现有一尺深的雪。
A fellow who works with me, he went out to shovel some dirt, some snow away on the lawn.
那我就看到我的工人呢，他出去以后呢，就把草地上一些雪呢就铲掉。
And then he threw out some bird seed on that area so they could find it.
他就撒了一些鸟食呢，让这个鸟可以来找到。
And it was amazing. It was thick with the birds after he had thrown the seed there.
他把播这个鸟食一撒的时候呢，很多的鸟就飞过来。
And I couldn't help but think of this passage: the birds, they don't sow, and they don't reap. And yet God looks after them some way or another.
那这里我就禁不住会想到这段圣经，就是说，你看他不种也不收小鸟呢，但是神就用其他的办法会提供给他们。
And then he tells us, "Don't worry about your clothes."
这里讲到不要为你的衣裳来忧虑，穿什么。
He gives an example here. Look at the lilies of the field.
他举一个例子呢，看看野地的百合花。
And look, they are more beautiful than Solomon in all his beautiful clothes and all that he could have.
他说这些百合花穿戴的比所罗门最荣华的时候都要好。
And yet, look what happens if he can do this to the beautiful flowers. How much more will he do for us?
你想想呢，他为这些美丽的这个花朵穿上这样美丽的衣裳，那他爱我们不是更多吗？
How much do you worry?
那你忧虑多少？
And do you take it to the Lord always in prayer?
你有没有把它都带到神的面前来祷告呢？
I have to admit that this morning when I started out on the road,I worried a little if I would make it here from Abbotsford.
今天早上呢，当我起来的时候呢，我还有一点焦虑，我觉得能不能从 Abbotsford 来到这。I didn't worry for you, because you were from Saskatchewan.
Yes, I grew up in Saskatchewan, and we had snow.
因为他是这个沙省那边长大的，所以他太多的雪了。
The fellow living with me this morning had his shovel, and he was trying to shovel some snow from behind the garage so I could get out. But he had a path only this wide and this deep.
那今天早上的工人在后面铲雪，我看到他铲了一尺深啊，但是半尺深，半尺宽一尺深的雪。
He says, "What are you going to do? You're never going to get out of here."
他这个怎么能够让人出去呢？永远也出不去。
I said, "Well, I will try with my car, and if I get stuck, I will get my tractor and I'll pull it out."
我就说我要先用我的车呢，先试一下。如果不行的话，我就用我的拖拉机把它拉。
But then I said, I have a better idea. I better get my tractor first and clean out all the snow, and then I won't get stuck.
我说我有个更好的主意，就是先用我的拖拉机呢，把这个雪都铲了，再让我的车再出来。
But I got a little anxious because I was a little afraid I would be late.
那我呢，有点焦虑，我怕我会迟到。
I had no idea that Highway 1 would be as clear as it was.
那我不太清楚这个一号高速公路那样清理得还蛮好。
But I also know there were a lot of people that worried because their cars were in the ditch all the way to here.
我也知道好多人真的是很焦虑，因为路上看到好多的车在沟里面。
And when I saw a big semi across the highway, I wasn't sure that I would even get here because there were lots of police cars, and I thought, what if I cannot make it today?
我看到一个皮卡那种在这个沟里面有好多的警车又在里面，我就开始担心我能不能今天来到。
But you see, they had made enough road that we at least could get by, and then I was on my way.
那很好，就是他们清理足够的空间让我能够。
And what did the scripture say in the morning? Remember that you thank him for his answers.
那要记得今天圣经里面讲呢，记得要感恩，因为他已经听了你的祷告，答应你的祷告。
And I can assure you, I thanked him when I got here.
那我真的是到这里我就非常感恩。
Because the highway was clear, but some of the streets were not very clear this morning.
高速公路其实是清理得很好，但是呢，好多的小路呢并不好。
But we have always seen that God is good, and He answers our needs and takes care of us.
我们要真的知道呢，就是我们神是一位好的神，他常常听我们的祷告，而且为我们来预备。
There are some people and some pastors that call worry, it's like a giant in your life.
那有一些牧者呢就会讲到，就是说这个焦虑啊，对好多人来说就像生命里面面对的一个巨人。
And there are other giants like depression and anxiety and so on that are all giants that can rule our lives.
那有另外一些这种巨人呢，好像我也很多人面对，就像这个忧郁症啊、焦虑、焦躁症啊这一些，会让我们的生活呢会一团糟。
Whenever I think of giants in the Bible, of course I always think of King David and Goliath.
当然，我们想到这个圣经里面巨人的时候呢，想到大卫和歌利亚。
Here was a 9-foot giant, a Philistine.And the Philistines would gather on one side of the valley, and the children of Israel on the other side of the valley, and face each other every day.
那这里呢，圣经里面讲到这个，大卫面对哥拉亚的时候，那时候，腓立宾的士兵呢在一面摆阵，以色列在另一边。
And the Bible tells us that Goliath, this giant, would yell at the children of Israel, and they would begin to run away.
那圣经上讲到这个歌利亚这个巨人呢，向这个以色列人喊话的时候呢，那些以色列人就吓得都跑了。
But I want to tell you this story of how David took care of this giant, so we can also take care of the giants in our life.
那圣经里面讲到呢，这个当时年轻这个小伙子大卫呢，就处置了这个巨人。我们今天神也让我们能够来处置这些巨人。
As a young boy, David.His father said to David, I want you to take a parcel of food to your brothers who are in King Saul's army.
当时呢，大卫就是他爸爸告诉他说，你带点食物呢，去送给你在军营里面，这个服役的，扫罗的军营里面服役的几个哥哥。
I suppose he had special treats like any father or mother might put together and send.To them because they were fighting in the army for Saul.
那个时候可能父母呢就会装备一些特别的礼物啊食物给他们在战场上的儿子。
And then I want you to come back and bring me a report of how the war is going there, how the battle is.
大卫呢就带个口信来，究竟那面战况如何
？So off David went with, as a young boy. Probably I'm guessing he might have been about 17, a teenager.
那个时候呢，大卫呢，他就走了。他当时是一个十几岁的孩子。
He was the youngest of the family, and so there were already at least 5 brothers at the war fighting for King Saul.
那当时呢，他是一个家里最小的，但是呢，当时有五个弟兄呢在战场上面。
And when he brought this gift to his brothers.The father had also sent a special gift for the commander of the army.
那当时呢，就把礼物带给他的这个哥哥，而且呢，他的父亲也给这个指挥官带了一个特别的礼物。
And so while this is being presented to the armed people, David hears this giant that comes out and yells at the, well, defies the armies of the living God, and he hears that.
当大卫在做这些事情的时候呢，他突然听到这个腓力斯人的这个巨人呢，向着永生神的这个军队呢，在喊坏话。
And so, as he's going to see, he was asked then to go to talk to the king.
那他呢，后来就被叫呢跟这个扫罗去讲话。
And David says to him, "How can this giant speak against the living, the army of the living God?" We must do something about this.
大卫就说，这样一个腓力斯人，怎么样可以让他对着永生神的这样一个军队来侮辱呢？
And Goliath would come out and he said, "Whoever fights me, if I be win, then they will serve us. But if they kill me, we will serve them."
那个腓力斯的这个巨人呢，就说：“你们如果过来把我杀了，我们就做你们的仆人；我如果把你们把他杀了，你们就要做我们的仆人。”
Of course, Goliath was absolutely sure he was going to win.
因为当时哥利亚非常的确信他会赢。
And when David came to the king, then he said, "How can you have this, that this man is defying the living God?"
他就说你怎么能够给扫罗王说是允许这样一个未受割礼的人来侮辱我们的永生神呢？
And the king had promised his daughter to whoever would go to fight with Goliath, he would give in marriage.
那当时呢，这个扫罗王呢说，谁如果掌守这个格拉亚呢，就把女儿嫁给他。
So David said to the king, "I will go and fight this man, because the Lord will be with me."
大卫就说，我要去跟他去宰了他，因为主和我同在。
And the king said, "You are just a boy. This man has been fighting since he was a boy."
And
he said, "He will absolutely destroy you."
他就说他会把你彻底的制服。
And the key is what David tells the king following this, because he didn't look at his own strength, he looked at God.
那个关键在于下面大卫。给这个扫罗王讲的话，因为他不再看他自己的能力，他是看神的能力。
He says, "I look after the sheep for my father, and when a lion comes and a bear comes, and they take one of the lambs in their mouth to run away, I go after them, and I grab them by the beard, and I club them to death, because it is God who gives them into my hands."
他就说，我看过我爸爸的羊群，有时候遇到熊。遇到狮子掉了一只羊群，我就抓住他们，抓住他们的胡须，直到把他们打死，因为神给了我这样一个力量。
It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with God.
他说这不关乎我的事情，是关乎我神的事情。
And God will give this Philistine man into my hands, into our hands too.
他说神要把这个腓力斯人交在我的手里，交在我们的手里。
Well.The king didn't have any other choice, and he gave good reasons of why he thought he could kill this giant. So he said, "Okay, go ahead."
这个扫罗王呢，可能没有别的办法去说服这个小孩子。他小孩子有好多的理由，他就说：“你去吧。”
The king took off his armor and gave it to David, and David put it on him.And walked around with it. He said, "This I can't work with this." He took it off.
那扫罗王呢，就把他的盔甲卸下来，就让大卫穿上。大卫走了几步呢，他说：“我不习惯，穿不惯。”
And David went, it said, to the a water stream, and he picked out 5 smooth stones.
那大卫呢，就去到一个溪边，找了五颗光滑的石子。
I always wondered, why did he take 5? There was only one giant, not 5.
那我也是在想，为什么需要有五个石头呢？
Did he expect he might miss with some of the shots he would make? And So he had extra stones.
也许他现在可能有些打不肿吧。
I had a, when a young boy, my pastor told me, maybe he thought he had four brothers that were still fighting too against in the Philistines, so he took some extra stones.
有一个，我在小时候听讲到说，有个牧师说，因为他还有四个哥哥在那边，可能他就五个。
But remember, David was a shepherd boy, watching sheep eat grass. After a while, must be pretty boring.
你要知道呢，大卫呢，他是一个牧羊孩子，牧羊牧童，所以呢，他。一直看顾羊群呢，他也觉得很无聊。
All us kids in Saskatchewan, we had slingshots too when we were kids, and we practiced shooting.
我们在这个沙省的时候啊，小时候也是很无聊，我们就会这个练习这个这个叫什么弹弓啊、击弦啊。
I got into big trouble one time because I was practicing, and I shot a stone and I hit.The bird in the head, and that was not very good. My father scolded me very much.
有一次呢，我就用这个东西甩了以后，一个石头打到一个鸟的头里面。
But David had
我爸爸对我很不满。
David had practiced, and he was a good shot.
那他肯定练习过，他打得很准。
And he knew also that God would guide that stone to the head of the giant.
他也知道，就是说神会让那个狮子命中这个巨人的头。
And when the giant fell on his face, David went and cut off his head.
那当这个巨人跌倒的时候呢，重担跌倒以后呢，就他就去把他的首级割下。
And now the Philistine army fled, and the Israeli army was the victor.
那后来呢？立刻这个腓力斯人就逃跑，那以色列的军队呢就胜利。
You see, David did what he did because the Lord was behind him.
因为这个大卫之所以做他所做的呢，因为神在他的后面。
And today we can do what we do because the Lord is behind us.
今天我们能做成我们要做的，因为神在后面。
And if we have a giant that is bothering us, like it says here, the giant of worry, he will be behind us.
那今天如果我们有生命里面有一些这个巨人，我们要去面对的话呢，那我们的主撑着我们的腰，我们会去面对。
But when we take our problems to the Lord, be sure it says.That you thank him for his answers.
那今天我们把这个问题带到主的面前的时候呢，我们要确定，懂得去感恩。
Because what this means that we have a heart of gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving, and not of worry anymore.
就是我们今天有一个感恩的心在他的面前，而不是一个焦虑的心。
And just as David beat the giant, we can beat that giant of worry with the Lord, not by ourselves.
那就是我们碰到这些巨人的时候呢，我们面对的时候是我们的神会来面对他，不是我们自己。
And so what it says in our scripture this morning, take it to the Lord in prayer.
所以今天早上呢，圣经告诉我们呢，我们把一切都带到主的面前，这个以祷告的形式祈求。
And let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we all have concerns in our hearts and in our lives.
主啊，我们真的在我们的生命里面有很多的想法，有很多的这个忧虑的事情。
And Father, each of the concerns that are here this morning.We bring them and we present them at your feet.
那今天呢，我们就把我们所有所思想的焦虑的事情，我们都带到你的脚前。
Because we know that you care and you love us as your children.
因为我们知道你关心我们，你爱我们，我们是你的儿女。
And so, Father, I'm going to thank you in advance for the answers that Jesus is going to give us in all of these needs that we present to him this morning.
所以我们今天要为你 答应我们的祷告，提前献上我们的感恩。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit as you answer these needs for us.
同时用你的圣灵来充满我们。
Put your holy angels around us as we go home today and give us safety in our travels as well.
愿你差派你的圣天使来护卫我们每一个人能够平安的旅行到家。
Father, we bring all these needs to you in Jesus' name.
我们把这所有一切的需要带到你的跟前，都是以耶稣的名。
And all God's people said, Amen.
所有主的儿女都说 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Carl.
Hallelujah.
是不是一个很重要的信息？我记得在几个月前 Pastor Carl 也讲过类似的一个信息。
I remember a few months ago Pastor Carl also shared a very similar message.
这说明这个主题是非常重要对我们。
That means this topic is very important to all of us.
就是说我们真的我们听进去了，就是说要把事情都以感恩带到主的面前。
So we have heard and we need to present all our needs to the Lord.
下面我们有一段做见证的时间和祷告的时间。
So we will spend some time so that you can share testimony and also we will pray for each other.
我先做个见证。
So I want to share my own testimony first.
我先做个别人的见证。
I want to share someone else's testimony first.
前两天呢，我就在电视打开，又看到这个有一个牧师，我刚信主的时候喜欢听他讲道的一个牧师叫 John Hagee。
So a couple of days ago, I was turning on my TV and I watched this sermon from a pastor when I first became a Christian. So I like to hear what he speaks, and his name is John Hagee.
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 You know John Hagee? 有人听说过 John Hagee 吗？没有。
Anyway.
啊，讲英吗？美国人
American
他就他现在已经年纪很大了，他我看到哎呀我很感慨，就是我在三十年前信主的时候看到他是中年人讲道那个气势，现在已经是老年了。
So now he's at his senior age. When I first became a believer he was in his middle age, and then I saw him and then I felt, you know, like touched.
他讲到一个见证，我当时对我很震撼。
So he shared a testimony which shook me.
他就是讲到呢，就是在他十七岁的时候呢，那时候他就开始传福音。
He shared that when he was only 17 years old, and he started to preach the gospel.
他就讲到怎么样神听他母亲的祷告。
And he shared how the Lord listens to his mother's prayer.
他呢比较胖，他年纪大的时候也比较胖，年轻时候也很胖。
So he is a bit, you know, big, chubby.
对，胖子呢喜欢睡觉。
And so you know, like when you are, you know, a little bit heavy, so you like to sleep.
他说他有一天呢，就是在高速公路上开汽车。
So one day he was driving on the highway.
他说开的时候就睡着了。
So he fell asleep while driving.
他回家以后呢，他的妈妈就问他说：“你几点几点你在做什么？”神感动我，拼命为你祷告。
So after he came home, his mother said, "What did you do at this particular hour? God moved me so that I have to pray for you."
他就知道，但是神呢感动他的母亲为他祷告，因为他在高速公路上睡着，开车的时候睡觉。
So then he realized that.Our Lord Father actually moved his mother to pray for him while he was, like, you know, sleeping while driving.
所以就是这是一个例子呢，就是说，神啊，让我们把这些事情带到他的跟前。
So this is an example how we should lead everything to the Lord's presence.
我们担心我们十几岁的孩子在外面做什么，我们没有用。
So there's no use if we keep on worrying about our teenage children.
对，他们有时候做一些事情，特意不让你知道。
Sometimes they will do things, you know, just to avoid you.
所以就要为他祷告。
So all we can do is to pray for them.
所以这是一个很好的例子。他说那时候后来他就非常的爱主啊，这些事情一直是一个影响很多的人。
So that incident actually touched the pastor's heart, so he continued to influence many people.
感谢主，这是 John Hagee 的祷告，一个例子。
So this is a story from John Hagee.
那我现在也有三个听来者，应该是
太
早了。一个听来者，两个已经是二十多岁了。
So I have two young adults and one teenage at home.
Yeah, 所以今天的信息对我也是很重要。
So it's a very important message for myself as well.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.